Well, happy Tuesday to you, news listeners. Time for your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 27th of June, 2023. Here comes the best in tech, and it's coming your way right now in less than 5 minutes. Oh, those lovely airline delays. Never a fun thing, is it? Just camping out in an airport. Well, come July 1st, we might be doing even more of it. That is, unless the 5G spectrum along with the airlines can get their stuff together. Now, most of this happening in the U.S., of course, with the U.S. Transportation Secretary saying that some airline delays or even cancellations starting July 1st could definitely be happening. That is, unless the remaining passenger jets who haven't upgraded their altimeters, you know, so they can deal with that 5G interference, is implemented. This is an all-new report that was actually revealed from the Wall Street Journal saying that the FAA maintaining that the 5G C-band signals, yeah, they could interfere with those radio wave emitters on passenger jets. And altimeters, yeah, they're kind of needed, you know, so you know how far you are from the ground. Now, most U.S. domestic air fleet, yeah, they're prepared. In fact, about 80% of the planes are. However, though, there's only about 65% of international flights that are, and in there could lie the problem. Now, the International Air Transportation told the Wall Street Journal that they would do their very best to avoid these disruptions, and they were currently favoring aircraft with the required altimeters for flights to the U.S. So, come July 1st, if you're sitting around an airport saying, "Why ain't we taking off?" Well, now you may know why. Tell them to get that new part for the airplane. Holy moly, it finally happened. Fossil? Yeah, they finally got Google Assistant. Now, those of you that forgot, Google Assistant vanished on many of the smartwatches that the Wear OS 3 update arrived on, meaning Fossil was kind of left out in the cold. Pixel Watch and the Samsung Galaxy watches, they were really the only ones supporting the feature. However, though, it's no longer the case. Fossils began rolling out an update that will add Assistant to Generation 6 watches that are running Wear OS 3. Now, this includes both Fossil's own models, as well as the counterpart models as well, like Michael Kors and even Diesel. Now, from what we're hearing, the functionality should be similar to what you've used in either a Google or Samsung wrist wear. In fact, you can even invoke the AI helper. Well, why not? Just by saying, "Hey, goo," I won't say the whole thing because I'll trigger something. And with this feature, you'll be able to answer your texts, of course, control music, and handle tasks that would normally require, of course, your phone. And finally, hey, how about a nice, good, tall glass of pee in space? Well, yeah, it's possible. Now, you're not going to be really drinking your pee. It's been, you know, of course, processed. That's right, the space agency has revealed that the International Space Station Environmental Control and Life Support System is currently recycling 98% of all water astronauts bring on board. And what we mean by recycling? Yep, they're peeing into something and it's being recycled. Now, if you're sitting there back thinking, "Oh, wait a minute, the idea of drinking somebody else's pee..." Yeah. And apparently NASA's saying, "Yeah, don't worry about that." Because the process is similar to the terrestrial water distribution systems. This is just done in microgravity. Oh yeah, that makes me feel all the better. NASA went on to stress that the crew is not drinking urine. They are drinking water that has been reclaimed. Yep, just keep pushing that in there, NASA. It was urine. We all know it was. If you got a story and no one else is listening, send it our way, britishtechnews@gmail.com. Show your support for the new show today because we need your support to keep this show going. So if you love what we do, head to patreon.com/BTN News today. Check out the official website of the British Tech Network at britishtechnetwork.com. You can follow BTN on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And join the community at our Slack room by visiting britishtech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best in tech that's going to be going on. But until then, hope you have a fantastic Tuesday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.